Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Burt Show.
Jen had a story that I immediately targeted as a fascinating example of discipline.
Okay.
That I want to, I'm not sure we're going to get any calls on it or not.
I thought you were talking about it on the husband's side first, and I'm like, huh?
No. It's really, it was the wife's side more than the husband here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really strange story. Do you remember the kid, John Graziano? He was the one who was the passenger in Nick Hogan's car when they crashed back in 2007. Mm-hmm. Now, he has since been in the hospital in basically a vegetative state since then. But his parents are Edward and Deborah. Well, Edward Graziano, the father, was arrested yesterday for attempting to hire a hitman to kill his estranged wife, Deborah. Apparently, right after the accident, they tried to put on this united front, but their marriage was already in a pretty bad state. And police are now saying that he held multiple meetings with an undercover cop posing as a go-between to a hitman. He paid the guy $1,100 in cash, another $1,100 in a personal check, plus a $13 gift card to a place called West Shore Pizza. Bizarre. But that's what he paid him with. And then police say he wanted his wife's murder to look like a car accident. And this has been going on since December. Now, that's when police informed Deborah of the investigation. So she's been having to live since December without telling him he's being investigated for killing or wanting to kill her or hiring a hitman to kill her.
Okay. And that's what I want to focus on right there. Mm-hmm. Now, Jen was assuming earlier this morning that they were living separately. Mm-hmm. When she got this information.
They call her the estranged wife. So I assume that means that they've been separated or living separately. But they could have been living in the same house. It doesn't say.
For my question, for our discussion purposes, let's assume they were living together.
Okay.
So she is walking into the house every single day with this guy that she's got the big secret. She knows that her husband, the guy she's sleeping next to every night, wants to have her killed.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not allowed to say a word. Because at the end of the day, the big picture is she's going to end up busting her husband. So I want to ask a similar question to anybody listening right now, and I'm not sure we'll get any calls on it. 404-741-Q100. Who is living with this same kind of secret? Like, you're living in the same house as him or her, but you know that, for instance, he's cheating or maybe she's cheating, but you're just compiling the data right now before the divorce? Could be one scenario.
So you're just gathering information, and you're having to really just kind of, I don't know, be patient and
live with it.
Yeah.
The most painful secret.
Oh.
And she thinks that she's hiding it or he thinks he's hiding it, but you know. And you have to see them every day and you have to put on this act. I can't think of a worse scenario than the one that you came up than this real life one.
Yeah, trying to kill somebody. Yeah. I mean, she knew he was hiring a hitman to kill her and make it look like a car accident, which her son suffered and is in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, it's, yeah, that's.
Bizarre.
If you remember
bizarrely
when we had
ironic, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You remember when we had Christina Milian in studio?
Mm-hmm.
I remember,
dude.
And she told us that she knew that Nick Cannon was cheating on her, but she was in Europe and he was here. But she had hacked his MySpace page or whatever, his email, and
it was
his
sidekick, right?
Was it his sidekick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she knew that he was screwing around on her, but she didn't want to break up with him while she was in Europe. So he's picking up the phone and he's calling her and
I miss you and all these things.
I love you.
And she was living in the relationship with that secret until she got home and then she absolutely let him have it there.
Mm-hmm. You could be trying to hold out and save money until you can leave too.
With your secret bank account.
Yeah.
Or it would be the other way around. So you would know that he's or that she is accumulating all of this money to take off. You know her secret, but you're living with it every day. Amy wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Right. Well, again, like everybody else that calls in, let me just say I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am married to, of course, a man that he's been traveling around the world with two different women for the last 5 years.
He has
no idea that I know, and I have compiled a whole file of emails, love letters, copies of airline tickets, hotel reservations, and my day is going to come very soon, and I'm going to nail his ass.
How long have you known?
I have known for almost 5 years, almost from the very beginning.
See, there's got to be a statute of limitations or something on knowledge, because there's a part of me that is kind of, I don't know, curious about why you waited this long.
Yeah, why have you stayed in the relationship if you already have all this info over 5 years?
Well, you know what? You know, and everybody's situation is different and everybody's motives are different. By the time I married my husband, I had already made a couple really poor choices. Obviously, I made another one. I was raising a child, and my son and my husband are actually very, very close. And I had just decided at that point I would sit back and raise my child and give him the best possible life I could. And he is now getting ready to head to college.
Okay.
As soon as he's out of the house, then you're going to drop the bomb.
So that happens a lot.
So he comes back from these trips with these other women, comes home, wants to make love to you, even though you know that he's been with these women just a couple of days before.
Yeah. Wow.
And do you do it?
No.
So how do you get out of it?
You guys haven't been intimate in 5 years.
That's correct.
Ooh, wow, that's a long time.
He knows you know.
Yeah, he knows you know.
Yes, but wait, but there's more to the story.
But wait.
There's always more to the story.
Hold on a second.
I hope it's good.
You know what I know, and of course, you know, the world doesn't know. It's arm candy for him. And because of some other issues, sex is not what motivates him. Because he's not able to do that.
Is his pee-pee broken?
Yes.
Have we had you on before?
No.
Okay. That seems like a familiar story. So his...
It might be your story.
I used to think maybe I was the only one, but the more people you talk to and the older I get, there's a lot of us out here.
So
and these guys, they need these women to stroke their egos. Mm. You know?
That's well, I'm going to stroke their egos.
Is he wealthy? Is that why the women are with him?
He's very comfortable.
So he spends money on them.
He provides them, you know, for them, they don't have to do anything. They just get to go on these fabulous trips.
So it doesn't work for anybody?
No.
That's not his excuse for you?
Yeah, that's not it.
Even with all the Viagra and the Cialis and all that stuff, none of it works?
None of it works.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
No, it doesn't, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Now, when your son goes to college and you get out of this marriage, you are going to be a cougar on fire.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait. My graduates at the same time I turn 50 and I am hitting the road.
Get it.
Oh my God. You haven't had sex with anybody in 5 years, or do you have your own relationships too?
No, I have not stepped out of my marriage at all.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow, that's a long time.
I totally want to form a band right now and call it Cougar on Fire.
Well, you've got your lead singer right here.
Is it Cougar on Fire?
Thank you for calling me.
I'll be taking resumes here very soon.
No doubt. Right, thank you.
I suggest that you not check out our Men Madness bracket, because that might make you move a little faster than you intended.
We talked a little bit about this. Maybe we can get into it later. There's got to be some kind of assumed time that goes by where you just, both in the relationship, assume that you're screwing around on each other if you're not having sex.
So we talked about this because sexless marriage statistics have been coming out, it seems like, for the past few weeks. And we talked about how if you're in a sexless marriage, then you assume that, because we got an email from someone who just knows that she and her husband have decided it's okay that they don't have sex. And it's like, are you sure he's not out having sex?
So at one point, yeah, because he's out having sex. So at one point, and I don't know what that point is, it's probably different with everybody, you just have to assume after the 8-week mark, the 12-week mark, the 6-month mark, he's having sex with somebody else, and he's got to assume you're having sex with somebody else.
Well,
I think it'll be assumed at the point he comes to you and says, yeah, I just don't want to have sex anymore. Yeah, that's not.
You think that's he's already having sex with somebody else when he says that?
Yes. Yeah. If a guy declares that, I don't want to do it anymore.
Right. Yeah. I would say, you know, extenuating circumstances after women have babies, isn't there certain time, you know, periods of time where you're not allowed?
Of course.
And, I mean, there's things like that. But other than a special scenario like that, if you just stop, then you're just roommates.
Here's Casey. At least that's what she's calling herself. She's on the voice disguiser. Go ahead, Casey.
Hi. I'm not sure if you're still on the same topic. I was talking about knowing the secret of your partner.
We are. Mm-hmm. We're never quite sure either, but yeah, I think we still are.
We meander.
We adapt.
The second year of my marriage to my husband, I found out he was gay and having an affair with his boss. Mm. And so I started tracking his actions, emails and phone calls. It got kind of humorous. I mean, it was, you know, the typical stuff. He'd call from one place, and I knew full well, you know, he was sitting in a restaurant across the way because I could see him.
Whoa.
But, you know, I started tracking it because, of course, I thought, oh, you know, when I get divorced, I need ammunition. And then I went through a period of trying to fix it. And it's almost as funny as not fixing it. But the really ironic thing about our situation is after we divorced, he went on and married another woman and continued seeing men. And I actually also ended up marrying a woman.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Well, there's an interesting twist.
No. Wow. Okay.
Wow. How long were you in that relationship where you knew what was going on and didn't say anything?
About a year, but I didn't say anything.
A year.
And then I deliberately caught him so that he would know.
Mm-hmm. I just don't have that gear. I just couldn't sit there
and
with that
it.
Secret
no
and
way.
Not say anything. Because you'd just be a giant ass for 5 years, and they wouldn't be able to figure out why.
Well, at first, I think you get mad, you know, and you have all these plans that you're going to do. But over time, it's got to weigh on you to where all of a sudden it beats you down, and it makes you start feeling bad about yourself, you know? And it's just not worth it.
Mary, what secret does he think that he's keeping from you that you know and you're living with it?
I have my mom with me, and my mom hired a private investigator to follow around her husband for 3 months, and he was having an affair with two women at our church.
Whoa.
Oh.
And every day he'd come home, and your mom knew that info, and she lived with it.
Oh, yes. She didn't tell anyone. She didn't tell me until she was ready to break the news to their husbands.
And what, was she just waiting? Was she saving up money or something? Or?
Oh, no. She wanted evidence.
And how long did that go on for?
3 months. The divorce lasted over a year.
So he's walking in the house after having these affairs, and she's living with that. Just
simmering. They stayed intimate.
No way. Hell no.
No.
You gave up the right to touch me when you touch somebody else.
Yes. Ten and Melissa just came out.
Do what?
Tennessee Melissa.
That's right.
Hell no.
This is The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.